Women Prisoners Given Birth Control as Transgender Men Arrive. By Penny Starr on July 23, 2021. California Democrats are inviting violent male criminals who say they are transgender to move into housing with women prisoners and, in exchange, are providing the women with condoms and abortion pills. Governor Gavin Newsom signed Senate Bill 132, the Transgender Respect, Agency, and Dignity Act, into law last year. The law allows transgender, non-binary and intersex people to be housed and searched in a manner consistent with their gender identity, according to a press release from the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. Authored by State Senator Scott Wiener, the law took effect on January 1, 2021. No one deserves to be treated disrespectfully because of their gender identity or expression, CDCR Secretary Ralph Diaz said in the press release. And it is our sworn duty to protect people from sexual assault and violence. But critics of the law, including the feminist group Women's Liberation Front, or WOLF, published a lengthy analysis on how the bill is dangerous for women prisoners, and proof is that prison officials are handing out condoms and abortion-inducing Plan B to female inmates. The WOLF article reads, in part, "Women incarcerated in California's largest women's prison are describing the conditions as a nightmare's worst nightmare after the introduction of new pregnancy resources in the Central California Women's Facility, CCWF, medical clinics. The new resources are a tacit admission by officials that women should expect to be raped when housed in prison with men, where all sex is considered non-consensual by default within the system." New posters recently appeared in medical rooms outlining the options available to pregnant people in prison, including prenatal care, abortion, and adoption. The poster also declares that women have the right to contraceptive counseling and your choice of birth control methods by a licensed healthcare provider within 60 to 180 days prior to scheduled release date. However, the only methods available to incarcerated women to prevent pregnancy are condoms, which appeared shortly after the men, and Plan B emergency contraceptives. Full poster text, as reported to us from inside. Women's prisons across the state appear to be making final preparations such as these for a massive wave of transfers after nearly 300 requests were initiated following SB 132 going into effect in January of this year. So far, only about 20 of the transfers have been processed, and exactly zero transfer requests have been denied, leaving hundreds of men, many of whom are sex offenders, awaiting entry into the women's estate. The article claims that men who want to be housed in a women's prison just need to take a class entitled Right Person, Right Prison. And in just 6 months since the enactment of SB 132, the number of incarcerated people who say they are transgender or non-binary has increased from 1,088 to 1,237. The nearly 300 pending transfers are only the beginning of the invasion of women's prisons by violent male inmates, including convicted murderers and rapists, the article says. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.